Makeup Stories. My name is Bodhi. I live in Des Moines, Iowa State. Makeup Stories is the best podcast ever.
Jesse, what do you want tonight's makeup story to be about?
A line that can make a plus.
A line that can make a plus, like in math?
Yeah, like 1 divided by 1.
Okay. All right. A line that can make like a plus, like 1 divided by 1. Once upon a time, a long time ago, there were 2 kids named Jonah and Jesse. And Jonah and Jesse, when they had free time, they would love to play games. And one of the games that Jesse was really good at was chess. He would like to move the pieces on the board and try to capture the enemy's pieces and also to get the king. And sometimes Jesse played chess against the computer, while his older brother Jonah learned about math, like what is 1 plus 2, or how many fingers would you have up if you lifted 4 fingers and then 1 more finger, and you can try to see. And Jesse would play chess while Jonah would learn math. And Jesse always wanted to understand how to do math. And so one day, as Jesse was eating his Cheerios,
the only plus that Jesse knowed was 2 plus 2 and 1 plus 1.
Yeah, and the only plus that Jesse knew was 2 plus 2 and 1 plus 1. And there were other ones that he could check on his fingers to count how many. But one day, while Jesse was eating his cereal in the morning, he looked into his bowl to see how many Cheerios there were. And right when he looked, he was able to instantly see how many there were. And it was 67. And Jesse remembered that number, 67. And soon, when he started going places, he could always tell how many things there were. Like if he was shopping in a store and there was a freezer with ice creams, he could tell you right away how many ice creams there were, even if it was a big number. And if there were so many kids playing tag and they were running around so fast, he could also count up the kids in no time at all.
And he also could see how fast they were because of math. Like, if they were 1 draw fast, they would go. If they were 1,000 fast, they would go. If they were good fast, they would go.
Yeah, and Jesse was also able to see how fast kids were when they were running. If they were 1 drop fast, or 100 drop fast, or 1,000,000, or Google. Or one way that we actually measure speed is we could say, like, how many miles they could go in an hour or how many kilometers in an hour. And so Jesse learned how to see how fast people were going, other kids were going, just by looking at them. And if he looked up at the sky and there was a plane in the sky, he could tell you just by looking how far away the plane was and how fast it was going. And all of the kids wanted to know, how did Jesse just know how to count things so well? So his teacher in preschool said, "Jesse, where did you learn to count all of those things?" And Jesse told his teacher about when he was eating the Cheerios and he just saw how many Cheerios there were by continuing to count, and it came to him right away. And Jesse's preschool teacher said, "Jesse, then could you write some math?" And Jesse wrote 1, and then he tried to do a line for plus, but he forgot how to make the plus. And then, as he was looking at the paper, there was a red line that floated on top of the sideways line and it went uppy downy. And then Jesse saw that's how to make a plus. It's kind of like an X, but it goes up and down and from side to side. And that's when Jesse learned how to do 1 + 1. And then Jesse also learned how to do divided. That's like a sideways sign. It's like a line that goes a little bit sideways from one side diagonally to the other side.
Yeah, it's like this.
And then there's two dots on bottom and on the top and the middle.
Sideways means like a dot from one corner of a circle to another corner of a circle.
Yeah, good job explaining. And so Jesse was able to very quickly learn how to do divided and how to do times and how to do plus. And he decided he would start teaching these things to all of the grown-ups that he saw. And so if a new grown-up was like at a store and they needed to like count how much money to give for, like, say, buying something at a supermarket, then Jesse could tell them right away how much money. And Jesse used his new math powers to do lots of good things. For example, he measured how long a string would have to be on a kite so that if you held the kite, it could touch the cloud.
Like, Jesse has a kite because Jesse is who is talking on the phone right now.
Yeah, Jesse has a kite and he's talking on the phone right now. And so Jesse learned to use math for other really important things. Like, he figured out how to make a really big circle that was as big as a bike wheel, and he figured out how far around that circle could go if the bike wheel turned 5 times. And Jesse...
If you go slow, it goes... If you go fast...
Yep. And so Jesse had lots of special powers. But then... One day, as Jesse was playing in the playground, he started like writing numbers in the sand, in the sandbox. And as he was writing the numbers, there was a ghost that came. And the ghost tapped Jesse on his shoulder. And when Jesse turned around to look at the ghost disappeared. And the numbers that Jesse wrote in the sand in the playground, they also disappeared. And after they disappeared, Jesse realized he forgot how to count so fast, like how many Cheerios there were in a cereal bowl, or how many ice creams there were in a chest freezer.
He got back home when it was done with school. And he counted his Cheerios again when it was in the morning. And then he counted another bowl of Cheerios, and then another bowl that was higher than that number. And then he got so good at math.
Yeah. And so what ended up happening is the ghost took away Jesse's power to do math by himself. So when Jesse got home the next day, he decided to count the number of Cheerios in his cereal, and he did it again and again until he got better and better, and he ended up working so hard until he got really good at math, and he was able to do so many cool tricks. And like, Jesse...
Everywhere you go in Jesse's house was just full of cereal bowls because how much Jesse was counting.
Yeah, Jesse counted so much, his whole house is full of cereal bowls. And Jesse and Jonah and the rest of their family lived happily ever after. The end.
Thank you for listening to Makeup Stories. My name is Daphne. Go to makeupstories.com. Join the club. Tell your friends.